liebe Devotees. Höret nun, wie die höchste Persönlichkeit Gottes, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, zum Nutzen der Menschheit ein unvergessliches Lila zeigte. The first time Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met his would-become spiritual master Ishwarapuri was when he was going down the streets of Navadvip. He saw from the opposite side a great effulgent personality. It was the disciple of Madhavendra Puri, who had been blessed by the Acharya with the words, "May you attain Krishna Prema." When Mahaprabhu saw Ishwarapuri on the road, he bowed down. Ishwarapuri asked, "Who is this personality who bows down?" And the people who accompanied him said, "This is Nimai Pandit of Navadvip, Ishwarapuri." Ishwarapuri smiled. When Gauranga Mahaprabhu rose to his feet, he folded his hands and said, "Ishwarapuri Pad, please come to our home and accept the food which my mother Sachi Devi, who serves all the sannyasis who visit Navadvip, have cooked. This would be the great honor of our lives." Later, Ishwarapuri had given his book, Krishna Lila Stava, to Gauranga Mahaprabhu for editorship. Gauranga had said, "Here is a word which may better be exchanged with another word." But Ishwarapuri answered, "No, this word must be there because of this and that reason." And Gauranga Mahaprabhu had given in. He had said, "Whatever a pure devotee writes is perfect." He had not, like he had done earlier, argued. The second meeting of Gauranga Mahaprabhu took place in Gaya. Mahaprabhu had visited the footprint of Vishnu, the Vishnupada. He had cried tears of love of Godhead. He had sobbed. And he had said to Ishwarapuri, "Please lift me from this world of birth and death. I offer my body to you. The only gift I wish from you is that you give me the nectar of Lord Krishna's lotus feet." Ishwarapuri had answered, "Please listen, O Pandit. You are an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This I know for certain. Who but an incarnation of the Supreme Lord could have the great learning you do, or act as you act? Last night, I saw an auspicious dream. now I have directly attained the fruit of that dream. I have seen you, who I saw before in my dream. And I must tell you the truth. By seeing you, I have attained transcendental bliss at every moment. Since the time I first saw you in Nadia, nothing else stays in my heart. I always see you. I think of you. You are in my heart, in my mind, in my thoughts. I tell you the truth. Nothing else stays in my heart. By seeing you, I attain the happiness of seeing Lord Krishna himself. But Mahaprabhu was not satisfied. He said, "No, no, my pilgrimage to Gaya has become successful because now I see you. Compared to the potency of a holy place, the potency of seeing a Vaishnava is millions of times more powerful. Millions of ancestors are freed just by seeing a Vaishnava." On the next day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had offered pinda or oblations to his deceased father at the 16 holy places in Gaya, called the Six Gayas. He returned to his little dwelling, rested, and then cooked. O most sensitive of mothers, your child needs fresh air. Please go with your child to the fresh air. That evening Ishwarapuri walked by chanting. He swayed as if he was intoxicated. And he came to the Lord who was cooking and he laughed. "Ho, ho, 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 ho! I came at the right time. The cooking is almost over." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bowed down. Lovingly, he offered a seat to Ishwarapuri and said, "Please accept this meal." Ishwarapuri, who was fully intoxicated with love, laughed again. "Ho, ho, 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 ho. What will you eat if I eat the whole meal? Let us divide it. You take half, I take half." Now the Lord laughed. "Ha, ha, ha, ha. If you wish, then please eat everything in a sesame seed's worth of time. I will cook more food. Please don't hesitate. Accept this arm, which I offer to you." Then the Lord offered his own meal to Ishwarapuri, his spiritual teacher. And Ishwarapuri ate everything. With his own graceful hand, the Lord served the meal to Ishwarapuri. Filled with transcendental bliss, Ishwarapuri ate and ate and ate. At that moment, a miracle happened. unobserved by anyone. The goddess of Lakshmi, the best cook, arrived from Vaikuntha with an effulgence of millions of suns. She went into the kitchen of Gauranga Mahaprabhu and quickly, with her four hands, cooked another meal for the Lord. My dear devotees, dear newcomers and dear skeptics, anyone who hears this narration of the Lord's offering a meal to Ishvara Puri attains the great treasure of pure love for Lord Krishna. Shout out with me, Ha Gauranga! Hare Krishna. Please, my dear devotees, before we end this narration, hear how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu loved Ishvara Puri. He personally went to the birthplace of Ishvara Puri in Kumarahatta. And when he visited that place, he shed many tears. At that time, he said no other word than Ishvara Puri. And again, he said Ishvara Puri. And from that place, the Lord picked up some earth, placed it in a bag, and tied that bag to his outer garment. With love in his voice, he said, "This earth is from the birthplace of Ishvara Puri. It is my wealth. It is my life breath. It keeps me alive." This is how he showed what an ideal disciple is. It's someone who has a very loving and firm relationship to a spiritual master. But there was a pain in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's heart, an unrest which grew every day a little bit more, and finally this pain and sweet longing for Krishna drove Mahaprabhu to Ishvara Puri, where he asked for mantra diksha, spiritual initiation. Ishvara Puri, however, was not inclined. He said, "Why do you ask for mantra initiation? It is I who should surrender my life to you." But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was determined. In that lonely place where no one saw, Lord Chaitanya circumambulated Ishvara Puri and said, "Now I give my body to you." Please repeat with me. "Now I give my body to you." Yes. And he said, "Please cast your glance of mercy upon me so I may be flooded by an ocean of pure love for Lord Krishna." When Ishvara Puri heard the great desire of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he embraced the Lord and held him to his chest. Oh, my dear devotees, the tears of love which flowed on that day from Ishwarapuri's eyes and Gauranga Mahaprabhu's eyes, flooded the whole ground and made it muddy. Then, after he had received the Mantra Diksha, Lord Chaitanya sat down in a secluded place to meditate on the mantra for his worshipable deity. My dear devotees, now you will happen and hear what the mantra, the Gopal Gayatri mantra, did to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's heart. He chanted it, and after he had chanted it, and he came out of the bliss of his meditation, the Lord wept and cried out, "O Krishna! O my dear Father! O my life! O Lord Hari! You have stolen my life from me." Well, that doesn't sound convicting. "You have stolen my life from me. In what direction have you fled? In what direction shall I go now to find you?" Mahaprabhu finally decided in which direction he should go in order to find Krishna. Please tell me, my dear devotees, where would you look if you wanted to find Krishna? You look as if you have never tried to find Krishna. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided in the night to go to Vrindavan. You know everything. He declared, "I will go to see Mathura." Mathura means Vrindavan. "There I will meet Krishna Chandra, the master of my life." In various ways, the students tried to pacify Gauranga and keep him in his little dwelling place. But one day, Gauranga had left. In the night, he had run in the direction of Vrindavan to find Krishna, who had stolen his mind. But at that time, the devatas came, and with divine voices they said, "It's not yet the time for you to go Vrindavan. You are the king of Vaikuntha. You have the mission to fill the limitless universes with the chanting of the holy name and distribute a prema which even Brahma, Shiva and Sanaka and others will become wild with bliss when they get this prema. We are your servants. You have your own independent desire, but we tell you, don't go to Vrindavan this time. Go to another place. Go to Navadvip and start the Sankirtan movement." And when Mahaprabhu heard this, he turned around, went back to Gaya. Then he went to Navadvip, and from there he started the Sankirtan movement, which had the same motto which you have heard now. The motto is, "Where is Krishna?
Hare Krishna." Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Nitya Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
dear devotees, as I stopped, to my right hand side, the most holy man of holy men, His Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj, asked, why do you stop now? At that moment, I felt devastated. But in my mind, an answer began to formulate itself. Because, Maharaj, we want to hear now from you, where is Krishna? That is why we stopped. Hare Krishna. Please excuse me, but there is a deep friendship between Bhakti Charu Maharaj and myself, and we have different varieties, also a little joking spirit in our friendship. But no, I requested Maharaj to talk a little bit about a Leela Katha of his choice, and I do not... I will now give the microphone to our Maharaj.
When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Jagannath Puri after taking sannyas, different exalted personalities recognized him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But the king of Orissa, King Pratap Rudra, he could not accept that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Many of his very intimate associates like Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya and Kashi Mishra, Shikhi Mahiti, tried to convince him that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But King Pratap Rudra could not accept that. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left for South India, and King Pratap Rudra got to know about a very wonderful incident, that when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to a certain village in South India, he was staying in the house of a Brahmana for that night. And after spending the night, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left in the morning. In that village, there was a Brahmana called Vasudev who was afflicted with leprosy. His whole body was rotting. His fingers have fallen off. And he was in a very, very miserable condition, very suffering condition. But Vasudeva was such a wonderful Vaishnava. He was so compassionate that there were worms dwelling in the wounds of his leprosy, and they used to eat his flesh. It was very, as it is, leprosy was very painful. But on top of that, these worms were biting, eating up his flesh. So it must have been so painful. But Vasudev just tolerated that, thinking that after all, this is the food for these worms. So let them have that, even though at my expense. And if some worms fell off that wound, Vasudeva used to pick up that worm and place it back onto his body, into his wound. Vasudeva was such an exalted devotee. In the morning, Vasudeva got to know that the Supreme Personality of Godhead had come to his village. Upon hearing this news, Vasudev ran to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But by the time Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left, so Vasudev started rolling in the ground, crying loudly. The Supreme Lord came so close to me and I couldn't see him. And he was crying piteously in this way. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu already left and traveled quite a distance. But he came back to the Brahmana's house. He picked up Vasudev from the ground and he embraced him. Immediately, by the touch of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudev's leprosy was cured. And he got a body as beautiful as that of a demigod. When King Prataprudra got to know about this, he recognized that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is indeed the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned, he wanted to meet him. He wanted to have his darshan. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu refused. Mahaprabhu said that for a sannyasi, it is not appropriate to associate with a king who is extremely materialistic. And Vasudev, King Prataprudra, tried in so many ways to convince Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to give his darshan. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu refused. Then came the Ratha Yatra time. Jagannath was about to leave his temple and go to Gundicha, which is Vrindavan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw King Prataprudra in a very humble way was sweeping the street as a sweeper for Lord Jagannath's chariot to move on. During the Ratha Yatra, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing in front of Jagannath's chariot. In the mood of Srimati Radharani, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing, taking Krishna from Kurukshetra to Vrindavan. On the way, the chariot stopped in the garden, and where devotees offered different offerings to Sri Jagannath. At that time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was lying down under a tree in that garden. King Prataprudra came, disguised as an ordinary farmer, ordinary villager, and he started to massage Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. And while massaging Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet, he was singing some verses from Srimad Bhagavatam, from 10th canto, 31st chapter, known as Gopi Gita. When he came to the 9th verse, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not contain himself. He jumped up and he embraced King Prataprudra. The person who didn't even want to see, he just embraced him and started to tell him, "Yes, indeed, whatever you have said is correct. Whatever you have said is absolutely appropriate." That song was Gopi's song of separation. During the Rasa dance, Krishna all of a sudden left the Rasa Mandali and he left everybody, all the gopis behind. And then the gopis started to search for Krishna in the forest of Vrindavan in the middle of the night. They came to the bank of Jamuna, And there, they started to express their love for Krishna, their agony for Krishna, due to their separation from Krishna. And that is the Gopi Gita. The 9th verse goes like, Tava kathamritam tapta jivanam kobibhir iritam kalmashapaham shravana mangalam shrimadatatam bhubi grinanti ye bhuri dajana. That is, the gopis were saying, Krishna, your words, your kathamritam, the wonderful instructions that you gave, and the wonderful narrations about you, extinguishes the forest fire of material existence by showering nectar upon the afflicted souls in this material nature. These words are spoken by the most exalted personalities, Kobibhir Giritam. And when one hears those words, Krishna Katha, Kathamritam, it brings all auspiciousness. And it gives the most wonderful opulence. And those who distribute these Krishna Kathas throughout the world, they are indeed the most magnanimous personalities. King Prataparudra was reciting this verse to indicate that this personality is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who came to distribute Krishna consciousness all over the world. Krishna consciousness, which is so rare, the most precious gift that one can ever get even in the spiritual sky, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to distribute it to anyone and everyone. And his mood was that you have come to distribute Krishna consciousness to everyone. You have come to bestow your mercy upon everyone. But Prataparudra is so unfortunate that only he will be deprived of your mercy. With that mood, King Prataparudra was singing that song. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he became excited upon hearing that. And he embraced King Prataparudra. Why? Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was thinking that yes, in due course of time, a personality will come who will distribute Krishna consciousness all over the world. Upon thinking about him, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became excited and he started to say, indeed, indeed, that personality is the most magnanimous, the most munificent personality. Who is that personality? Who is that personality? Srila Prabhupada. So in this way we can see that 5,000 years ago, the gopis sang about Srila Prabhupada's greatness. 500 years ago, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu approved of that and he said, indeed, that personality is the most munificent personality. So Sachinandan Maharaj made this very wonderful arrangement for discussing Krishna Katha. And Krishna Katha and Gaur Katha is non-different. And Maharaj so beautifully narrated Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes with Ishwarpuri, very wonderful relationship, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the Adi Guru, who is the original spiritual master, accepted a spiritual master. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the source of all informations, who is the personality who has been sung by all the Vedas, he accepts a spiritual master. Such a wonderful instruction for all of us. It is due to the fact that in order to make spiritual advancement, one needs the guidance of a spiritual master. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to establish that principle. Krishna also did the same thing. He also accepted Sandipani Muni as a spiritual master. So in this way, Krishna establishes the principle, Jad jad acharati srishtas tat tad evetaro jana, sa jat pramanam kurute lokas tad anubartate. Whatever a great personality does, people in general follow that. So that is the normal tendency. So when the Supreme Personality of Godhead comes and performs his pastimes, he establishes the standard, the principle that everybody should follow. Therefore, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and also as Krishna, he accepted a spiritual master. Why does one need a spiritual master? Because transcendental knowledge is beyond our sense perception. With our senses, with our mind, with our intellect, we cannot reach that domain. That is beyond our sense perceptions. Therefore, it is achinta, it is inconceivable. The reality that is beyond this material nature and the reality that is beyond our sense perception cannot be perceived by dint of our own endeavor. We can understand that reality only when someone from that nature comes and gives us the informations. Therefore, Krishna is the original spiritual master. He gave the informations about the spiritual reality to Brahma. And then Brahma imparted that knowledge to Narad Muni. Narad Muni gave it to Vasudev. In this way, the transcendental knowledge is flowing. So Krishna came to establish that principle. If you want to understand the spiritual reality, you have to surrender yourself to someone who has the informations about that reality. Tadbiddhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya upadekshantite jnanam jnaninas tattvadarshinah. The way to receive the informations about the spiritual reality is by surrendering unto a bona fide spiritual master and question from him, inquire from him with all sincerity. Ask him questions to dispel your doubts. Pariprashnena and sevaya, please him with your service. Then he will impart this knowledge unto you. He will give it to you. not that you are going to acquire this knowledge by dint of your memory or intelligence. No. Our mind, our intelligence cannot reach that domain. It is a matter of receiving the mercy. He will give, He'll impart. And as a result of His mercy, the transcendental knowledge will be revealed in the heart. Dibya Gyan Hriday Prakashita. The transcendental knowledge will be revealed in the heart by the mercy of a bona fide spiritual master. So Krishna came to establish that principle. Therefore, He accepted a spiritual master. When He came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in that past times also, He accepted a spiritual master. And it's such a wonderful demonstration, how the Lord demonstrated how one must surrender unto His spiritual master. How one must serve the spiritual master. And then by the mercy of the spiritual master, the transcendental knowledge will reveal in the heart. And we will develop an intense yearning due to which one will be crying all the time. Kaha jao, kaha pao, Brajendra Nandan bina fate mor mon. Where shall I go? Where shall I go? Where can I find the son of Nanda Maharaj, Krishna? Because without Krishna, my heart is breaking into pieces. It is only by the mercy of a spiritual master we'll develop this yearning. And this is the process. It's very wonderful that Sachinandan Maharaj so wonderfully reminded us about Mahaprabhu's surrender to Isharpuri and Mahaprabhu's service to Isharpuri and how Isharpuri displayed His mercy upon Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So wonderful exchange between the spiritual master and disciple. Today, when we are discussing about this class in the evening, Sachinandan Maharaj was remembering something that I narrated must be about 10, 12 years ago. In Mayapur, I gave a seminar on Krishna's pastimes, and Sachinandan Maharaj was remembering one such pastimes of Krishna, and he was asking me to narrate that. Isn't it late? 10 o'clock? It is late. So maybe we'll do it tomorrow. Okay, so tomorrow maybe we can do that. So today is quite late, so we'll keep it for tomorrow.